Time for part two with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. And this is a continuation from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. And usually in March, do you see your perch bite pickup or your walleye bite pickup or both? Or
Typically both will get going. The perch, there's no closed season here. So right up until very last ice, the perch fishing is usually really good throughout the bait. Mostly north of Gladstone. Mm-hmm. The walleyes typically, these last 2 weeks of the season are normally much more cooperative. You don't get so many fish come and chase a jig and then just totally ignore it. More often than not, they'll come in and they'll nail it. Just like, both of them, they're both getting close to their spawning time, so they want to put on that extra weight.
Well, let's talk about something that I saw on your Facebook page. In fact, I don't know if you noticed, we share a lot of your pictures now from Little Bait and Knock on our Facebook page. And one that I did share, I'd like to know if it's an anomaly or not, or is it pretty common to catch brown trout out of the Escanaba Harbor through the ice?
Well, it's something that's kind of new for us here. Last winter I heard a few browns that were caught out of there, and this year people have been seeing them pretty steady down there. I actually got to go out and do a little fishing on Tuesday morning myself, and I had hooked into one of those browns. Huh. It was probably in the low 20-inch range, but I was fishing ultralight panfish gear, and I didn't have a snowball chance in heck of landing that fish. But there's a few around, and guys have been catching a few of them. It's something that it's nice to see some trout starting to come back into the bay here.
And what do they use typically to chase those?
The nice thing with trout in the winter is they're not picky. The same stuff you use to fish for perch and bluegills and walleyes and pike, a 20, 25-inch brown will have no problem taking any of that kind of gear.
Nice. Excellent.
So, typically small spoons and the jigging rapalas or, just a shiner minnow on a tip-up or a bobber is good as anything.
Okay. Anything else you want us to know about going on this weekend?
Nothing I can think of right off the top of my head here.
Well, nice weather coming for tomorrow especially, so I'm assuming you guys are just loaded to the gills with bait, so to speak.
Yeah, hopefully we won't have to call our bait guys back up. Well, actually, I hope we do.
Yeah, right. Nice problem.
That means we sold a lot of bait, but now we're loaded up really good and heavy. There's going to be a lot of people out fishing just because the weather's so nice. So,
bring your ice creepers, right?
Definitely bring your creepers if you got them.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, thanks again.
No problem. We'll see you.
Take care.
Goodbye.
This is The Outdoor Show.